Andrew Gaze was talking about whether Andrew Bogut should get the MVP for the NBL. And
can you call it this early?
Well, it's a very early call. And the other thing about it is, if you're looking for people who are well-placed to say it,
yes,
Andrew Gaze won 7 of them.
A couple of some credentials. Yeah.
He's reasonably well-credentialed, as is this man, former Kings captain, Brad Rosen. Hello, Brad.
Hello, boys. Yes, between Andrew Gaze and myself, we won 7, 7 MVPs. We've been amazing.
Yeah. Yes, he is well-placed to talk about it, but are we being premature talking about Bogut MVP?
No way. I came out this week and there was an article in the Telegraph and I said, absolutely, he should be MVP. I think he's done a fantastic job. And an MVP to me is, if you took someone out of that team, what would happen? And yeah. I think the Kings, whilst they'd be good, they'd be nowhere near as great as what they are. He is so dominant. He has changed the NBL, if you call it that way, but he's changed the Kings. He's done an amazing job. And for me, he is the front runner for the MVP of this league.
Brad, was he under no illusions as to how much pressure was on him to be successful coming back here?
Oh, it's a great question. I just think with 13 years as a veteran in the NBA, it just doesn't seem like the pressure bothers him. He knows how good he is. He knows that, you know, he's going to do what he does. He's not coming out and getting 30 points and 20 rebounds. He's just doing what he's done throughout his whole career. So I don't know how much pressure you could put on the bloke like that. He just does it so well, and he's just so good. And, you know, on and off the court as well, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's like the old Messerschmidt up the arse, isn't it, for Keith Miller? You know, batting in test cricket is one thing, but being chased by a Messerschmidt is something altogether different. Big weekend for Sydney too, mate. And, you know, game on against Illawarra, and Bogut says, yeah, we can't get ahead of ourselves then. And game against Cairns, who had a win last night too, so a little bit of form for them.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a big weekend for the Kings. Let's be honest, they should win both. Illawarra is coming off a 30-pound drubbing off Brisbane. And I can tell you now, as a former player of the Sydney Kings, there is nothing else better than Illawarra want than beating their big brother.
Sure.
And that's how it's always been. And no matter how the season's ever gone for Illawarra, they base their game against the Sydney Kings. They want to win, and they want to win well. So this is going to be a really intriguing match. I think if the Kings come out and hit them hard and play the defense that they have been playing, they should win this game. But Illawarra, on the back of a very well-coached Rob Beveridge team, they could do anything. And I think it will be a ripper of a game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Apart from the cliched question, but what's been the difference this year? Has take away the big man? Is it a mentality change-up? Is it a structural change-up? Is it team performance change-up? Is it something from Andrew Gaze that sparks something?
Yeah, look, I think you could probably put all of it, but to me, it's the defense. The Kings were giving up a pretty woeful 90-plus points last year every time they played. Now they're getting teams in the 60s and 70s, and that's where it's been a big difference. And I've said this year a lot on this show that if the Kings can keep their team under 20 points a quarter, so that's 80 points a game, that they will win more than they lose. And that's what they've been doing. They've got enough firepower to score more than 80 points. So it's the defensive end, which is, you know, being anchored by, you know, Andrew Bogut with his rim protection. I think Andrew Gaze's coaching has been brilliant. I think his substitutions has been great. And I think the sets that he's running on the offensive end have been really good as well. But for me, it's the defensive end.
Do you know, it doesn't change for all sports, does it? If you work hard in defence, you have a better chance of winning the game.
Yeah,
it's just an
attitude thing as well.
What do they say? Offense wins. What is it? Offense wins tickets, but defense wins championships. So, that's what the Sydney Kings are heading towards, and they're doing a fantastic job. And if they keep their defensive going, they're going to be very tough to beat.
Well, the great Jack Gibson, he is, of course, the godfather of defense in rugby league. He used to talk about Muhammad Ali, and everyone talked about how flamboyant he was, but the hardest thing was to hit him.
He
couldn't get a shot on him. His defense was
so
good.
Yeah, and that's exactly what. And that's where guys like Kevin Lish has done a brilliant job this week. I mean, you know, they played Brisbane recently, and whilst, you know, you could say that Kevin Lish didn't shoot the ball well, what he did on defense to Cam Glidden, who is one of Australia's best three-point shooters, was phenomenal. And that's the difference that guys are now seeing. You know, it's not about getting 20 and 30 points. It's about locking your defensive player down so that you can get a win on the other end. And that's what's been happening. And I just think, you know, kudos to the Kings. They're doing a great job so far.
Kings, Perth, Melbourne, Adelaide, Brisbane. Who misses out top four?
Yeah, look, I mean, I've been saying I think Adelaide will make the run, and I do think Brisbane will miss out. Now, that's saying that before they lost by 30 points to Cairns, who most people were calling the bye. Every time you played Cairns, yeah, it was like playing the bye. Yeah. But look, Cairns were good last night. But look, Brisbane, there's just something about them that they just haven't sold me yet. There is talk that they're going to bring another import in. That can be a positive or a negative, depending on which way you look at it.
Yes.
So Brisbane will make a run. I think, you know, Sydney, Perth and Melbourne are done. I can't see them missing out. And then that fourth spot, right now I'm going to say Adelaide, but geez, anyone could grab it. Brisbane is so good. Look, Illawarra get on the streak, they could get it. New Zealand is still very good. It's just so open. It's a fantastic season.
The best bets, Brad, what do you got for us this week?
Well, I'm going to go the Kings. I just can't see Cairns backing up and getting two wins at home. So the best bet this week will be Sydney versus Cairns on Monday night. And my roughie, now this is an interesting one. I'm going to go for Perth to beat New Zealand. Now that's on the road. Perth haven't been playing well. We're not sure if Bryce Cotton's playing. And New Zealand are up and down. So the roughie for the punters is Perth to beat New Zealand.
$2.10, that one. And for the Kings to beat Cairns on Monday. That is in Cairns, $1.42. Go on, Brad, do it.
Well, you know they're going to get a double this weekend. Go those Kings.
Go those Kings.
Go those Kings.